Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Chris Versace, who writes the corner of Wall in Maine here at the Washington Times. And today's column is entitled October's Figures Offer a Warning Sign for Future. But before we get into all of that, first things first. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Oh, hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderfully. Today's job numbers, they mean anything?
Well, I mean, they're the last major economic report coming out before the election. I mean, there is that. But I would say that, you know, you have to remember, there are two numbers that we got. One was the actual number of jobs that were created, and then there's the unemployment rate. I would say that the number of jobs created, 171,000, still well below 200,000 that we really need to get a meaningful move downward in the unemployment rate the way we want, not, you know, with people falling out of the labor force or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, it's not really all that exciting. I think if you take the year-to-date average, we're tracking ever so slightly ahead of where we were last year. You know, I think it's 157,000 jobs a month versus 153,000 jobs per month, something like that. So, yeah. you know, a lot of stimulus, QE2, QE3, and, you know, there we are. Not exactly a huge recovery.
Yeah. Hey, was there a revision in last month's numbers? Because you and I have talked about that. I always love the fact they come out with something and 2 or 3 weeks later we find out it wasn't the real deal.
Well, you know, that's that's a great question. Yes, there were revisions, and this tells you how wacky the numbers really are. In August and September, it appears that more jobs were created than first thought, but that didn't do anything to the unemployment rate, which is a little strange. And then think about today, right? Better than expected jobs, more jobs in October than September, but the unemployment rate goes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, to me, it just says that, you know, there's a lot of issues, and we've talked about this, a lot of issues with the way the government collects and reports the unemployment statistics, and I just think it needs to be overhauled.
Yeah. Story in yesterday's Washington Times, don't know if you caught it, the story claims using Census Bureau figures that 2/3 of the jobs created under this president have gone to immigrants, both legal and illegal. You take anything away from that?
I didn't see the story, to be honest with you, but I'm just trying to think about that. Is that surprising? Probably not. I mean, think about it. 2/3 to legal and illegal immigrants. Look, there's no doubt that illegal immigration is an issue. Whether or not it gets fixed under this president or the next president, you know, we'll see. But you have to remember, too, that by and large, the illegal immigrants are taking jobs that regular Americans wouldn't want to do. I hate to say that, but that's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. The effect of Hurricane Sandy on the overall economy, what do you think?
Short-term disruption. I think we're seeing that, you know, today and, of course, prior this week. And we'll see it for a couple more days with power outages really wreaking havoc on New Jersey, New York, and some parts of lower Connecticut. I believe the figures for Manhattan are saying they're losing $200 million a day in revenue because of the hurricane. But remember that once some time goes by, we'll actually see a robust pickup as we start to really deal with the aftermath of Sandy. My concern short-term is not so much that Sandy will be over soon and power will be restored, but it's looking like that same region will get hit with a nor'easter early next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, wouldn't that be the double whammy? All right, now, because of Sandy, reading your column, because of Sandy, we missed some key information related to small business job creation?
Well, you go back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, some wackiness with the way the government reports the employment figures. So I always look at a number of other metrics tracking job creation and unemployment and so on and so forth. And, yeah, right in the middle of Sandy, Intuit, which is another payroll processing firm, released their small business index. And guess what? It showed that small business hiring fell month over month for the fifth consecutive month. In other words, small businesses are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw that revenues at small business fell month over month. We saw that the number of hours worked by small businesses fell month over month. So, you know, when you look at that, that's not painting a very good picture. And remember, small businesses are the lifeblood of job creation. So if they're hurting, how robust could our job creation be?
Yeah. You also reported S&P companies have reported earnings for the third quarter. Good news, I'm sure?
Mixed at best. and I say that because the number of companies that have missed revenue forecasts, about 60-65% of those companies that comprise the S&P 500 have missed thus far. So that's probably one of the worst numbers that we've seen in several quarters. So it's raises the concerns. What are you seeing? A number of companies are cutting their forecast. That's been weighing in on the market the last 2-3 weeks, and we're starting to see the return of job cuts, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great news. But it all gets fixed Tuesday, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's right. That's right.
Are you nervous about this election?
Well, it depends on what you mean by nervous. You know, I think the right guy, Mitt Romney, is going to win. And I think he'll fix the mess of the 4 years that we've had. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. What if that doesn't happen, though?
Well, it's an interesting question. If it doesn't happen, then I really have to worry about what happens with Congress, you know, the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. If there are no changes there, status quo, in other words, all the way around the horn, I think we're honestly in for the same thing, meaning the next 4 years will be the same as the last 4 years, that we won't get a lot done, there'll be a lot of divisive politics, and we won't really address the issues that need to be addressed in the way we should.
Yeah. And this on the heels of what we heard yesterday from the White House budget people. I mean, this is coming out of the White House. They're saying, oh, yeah, Mitt Romney talking about $20 trillion plus in debt in the next 4 years. Yeah, that would be true with an Obama administration for a second term.
Gets better and better, doesn't it? But, you know, we don't hear about that. Instead, I'm watching TV at night with my family, and I see these commercials coming on, you know, that are just, you know, trying to kick Romney's teeth in, and they're not talking all on issues of substance or record.
Yep, that's true. That's true. If your number one issue is free contraception, you know the whole world's in trouble.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, well, don't forget Big Bird.
Okay, and finally today, the question I ask every week, should I now sell everything and run for the hills?
You know, I'll tell you what. Normally, I would you know, do my best to dodge that question, but a couple things. One, it's been a very volatile week this week. Two, we've got some data over the week that pointed to things, you know, turning south once again in Europe. China's still contracting. We've got the election coming up, and, you know, that's going to be a big thing. I would say for traders out there, not investors, but traders, I would lighten up on positions going into the election and revisit late next week.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Hey, you know, I got to come up with something new.
Hey, that's a good tip, you know. But I'm not a trader, so I'll just not the way you spelled it anyway. Well, anyway. All right, listen, thanks. Always good to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll do it again next week. Chris Versailles, corner of Wall in Maine. Check it out today. October's figures offer a warning sign for future. And you can always get in touch with Chris at chrisversailles.com. Versace. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Andy.
4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.